Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Sunday, December 15th, 1996. Police arrested Joe Metheny for assault earlier that month. They expected him to put up a fight. The 6'1", 450-pound lumber worker apparently had a tendency to fly off the handle. At the very least, they expected some resistance. What they didn't expect to hear was a detailed and upfront confession, the brutality of which shocked the police, especially when Metheny added, "I'm a very sick person." In his confession, Metheny described to police exactly what he did to his victims. However, these victims just served as a substitute for his one intended victim, his runaway girlfriend. Then, Metheny confessed to his most disturbing crimes. Not only did he eat his victims, but he served them to other unknowing people as well. Joe Metheny had always been rough. He endured a childhood of neglect with an absent alcoholic father and a mother forced to work shifts to support her six children, and they lived near Baltimore. Not many other details are known about his younger years, but his mother says that he joined the army in 1973 when he was 19. They lost touch after that. She said he just kept drifting further and further away, and she thinks the worst came out of him when he started using drugs. She said it's a sad, sad story. Upon leaving the army, Metheny worked blue-collar jobs in the lumber yards and as a truck driver. Then came the incident that sparked his desire for revenge. In 1994, Joe Metheny was living with his girlfriend and their six-year-old son in South Baltimore. As a truck driver, he was on the road for long stints at a time. One day, he came home to find his girlfriend gone, along with their child. Like Metheny, she had a drug addiction, and Joe believed she left with another man and took to living on the streets with him. He flew into a rage. He spent days looking for them, checking halfway houses and even under a certain bridge where she was known to buy drugs and do drugs. Under the bridge, he didn't find his wife, but two homeless men that he believed knew her. When they gave no indication that they knew where she was, he killed both of them with an axe. Immediately afterward, Metheny allegedly noticed a fisherman nearby who could have seen what happened. Just in case he had, Metheny killed him too. Some people deem that these first three killings were a crime of passion, although he later developed a taste for murder in humans. As soon as he realized what he'd done, Metheny panicked and tossed the bodies into the river to hide the evidence. He did get some closure on his son's whereabouts, saying that he found him about 6 months later because she had moved on the other side of town and she was with some dude. Police arrested Metheny for the murders of two men under the bridge, and he spent a year and a half in the county jail awaiting trial. However, he was acquitted of any charges, as he dumped their bodies in a nearby river and investigators could not find them. Without physical evidence tying him to the crimes, Joe Metheny went free. He resumed his original quest of seeking out his missing wife and child, but this time, something was different. Though he had spent a year and a half awaiting his trial, jail time had clearly done nothing to slow Joe Metheny down. Shortly after being released, Metheny murdered two sex workers when they failed to provide him with information on his missing girlfriend. This time, however, he had a better idea for disposing of their bodies. Instead of tossing them in a river, Metheny brought the bodies home. There he dismembered them and stored the meatiest parts of them in his Tupperware containers. And what didn't fit in his freezer, He buried in a truck lot owned by a pallet company he worked for. It seemed that he was murdering people for sport now, as much as he was for revenge. Over the next several weekends, he mixed the people that he killed with pork, forming into neat little patties. He would sell these meat patties out of small barbecue stands that he opened on the side of the road. During this time, his customers would consume bits of humans. They became unwitting hiding spots for bodies of Metheny's victims. Whenever he needed more special meat, Metheny would simply venture out and find another sex worker or anybody that he seen was worth nothing. He later told police that he received no complaints on the meat tasting funny. In fact, no one seemed to notice that his burgers had a little something extra in them. He said the human body tastes similar to pork. If you mix it together, no one can tell the difference, so the next time you're riding down the road and you happen to see an open pit beef stand that you've never seen before, make sure you think about this story before you take a bite at a sandwich. Joe Metheny was finally caught in 1996 when a would-be victim named Rita Kemper managed to escape his clutches and ran straight to the police. During his interrogation, Metheny willingly just offered up a confession. He gave details about each of his murders, even mentioning the murder of the fisherman from several years before. According to his confession, he killed 10 people, and authorities say there's no reason to believe he would have stopped there had they not captured him. Eventually, a jury found him guilty and sentenced Metheny to death. However, a judge overturned his verdict in 2000 and changed it to 2 consecutive life sentences. The words "I'm sorry" would never come out, for they would be a lie. "I am more than willing to give up the life for what I have done, to have God judge me and send me to hell for eternity. I just enjoyed it," he said at his trial. "The only thing I feel bad about in any of this is I didn't get to murder those 2 people I was really after. And that's my ex old lady and the bastard she got hooked up with." In 2017, guards found Metheny unresponsive in his cell at the Western Correctional Institution in Cumberland at about 3 p.m. They pronounced him dead shortly afterward, thus ending his horrifying saga. This is the story of Joe Metheny, the real-life Burger King.